Hello and welcome, it's that time again. Welcome to the Crazy Kevin Show. What have we got on the show for you today? On Power FM, we've got a golden album of the week, and this week it's Cold Chisel coming up. We've got a great chat with Nathan from Frontier Computing. Also, we've got some ukulele players playing, and a great musician speak with Elaine Coates. And also, brand new, we've got Lawyer Talk with our lovely Kim Breeze. And as well, fitness tips coming your way. It's all happening for you on the Crazy Kevin Show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy for the next 2 hours on Power FM. It's the Crazy Kevin Show.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt like crap around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking big at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take a fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
gotta task God. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
It's Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM with our business talk. And today I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Nathan Mulligan.
Now, Nathan, you're part of Frontier Computing. Tell us a little bit about that.
As of July this year, we've been going for 4 years. So my wife and I own the business. We've been doing IT in Toowoomba for about 14 years now for different various businesses. But we've started Frontier Computing mainly because we didn't like the service from other competitors. So we thought we'd design this one around more giving more customer service.
So when you say you do IT, what sort of things do you do in the IT?
We build computers, we service them, we do antivirus, we do maintenance checks, service call-outs. We're 24/7. Most of the IT companies in town aren't. So we've got a lot of customers that need support late at night, early mornings, on weekends, and we'll come out straight away to them as fast as possible.
You don't just do businesses, you do the normal people.
Yeah, we do lots of mums and dads and lots of businesses, home users all around the Southern Downs. Yeah, we've got clients as far as we've got out west, we've got in Brisbane, Ipswich, places like that. We've got all around southeast Queensland.
So talking about antiviruses, how important is it to keep up with antiviruses?
It's funny, there's so many viruses made every minute. The easiest way to do is make sure you've got your updates done, make sure you're protected, make sure your Windows updates are done and things like that to make sure that those viruses and won't come in. But emails are probably the biggest thing. If you open an attachment or a link that's saying you've got a speeding ticket or something like that, that's normally the time that you'll actually get a virus more times than nothing.
So could you help people with antivirus stuff?
Yeah, so we've got systems in place that we have a managed antivirus that monitors and protects against viruses. No antivirus is 100% foolproof. You still need to interact and make sure that you click on the right links and delete the right emails. Nothing is foolproof, regardless of how much money you spend. But with the right systems in place, you can make sure that your computer is going to be at least protected most of the time.
What about changing your password every now and then?
Yeah, so changing passwords is quite a good idea with your email, Facebook, things like that. Your password, we probably recommend to probably change it every 6 to 12 months, just to keep it on a rotation. Don't give it out to anyone. If you get a phone call from Telstra or things like that, unless they ask to identify you, don't give them any details at all. And usually if they say you've got a virus, hang up and call your IT person. Don't actually give them details and log into your system, because that's when they'll get you.
So Nathan, the big NBN rollout's happening at the moment. Come on, tell us a little bit about your experience about that.
At the start, it was great. Lots of people were very happy with the rollout. It was working. Now that we've changed to it's a fibre to the node, so fibre to the exchange, and then they're keeping the old analog lines to the house or the businesses, we're finding that there's more faults are coming out. NBN's getting slack, Telstra's getting slack with actually attempting to come out to premises. We've got clients at the moment that are waiting anywhere from 2 weeks to 12 weeks to actually get an install date. And it at the moment it seems to be getting worse.
And nobody seems to be accountable for it.
No, and that's the biggest problem, is you go to Telstra and tell them it's a fault and they'll go, yes, it's NBN. NBN will say there's nothing we can do because there's actually no one accountable for it, and everyone will just keep passing the buck.
Nathan, if anybody wants any more information about, chat to you about computers, and you can recommend good computers or laptops to people as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we sell, we service, we do. If it's in IT, we can help you. If we don't have the qualifications to do it, we have lots of people that we deal very closely with in the industries, in every industry, with websites, phone systems, all that sort of stuff. We can definitely help anyone with IT problems at all.
So how can people contact you?
So if anyone wants to contact us, you can either go to our website, frontiercomputing.com.au, or our Facebook page, or they can contact me directly on my mobile, which is 0402 497 457.
Well, it's been Power FM with another business talk today, and I've got to say, big thank you going out to Nathan.
Thank you very much.
Go!
Well, yes, it's time for the Golden Album of the Week, and this week's Golden Album has been chosen by Nathan from Frontier Computing, and it's Cold Chisel. They were formed in 1973 in Adelaide, and then suddenly they changed lead vocals. Jimmy Barnes came in 1975. They're an Australian pub rock band, lots and lots of hits. What we're going to kick off with for our Golden Album of the Week, we're going to kick off with a track called Standing on the Outside. Here it is, our Golden Album of the Week. It's Cold Chisel, Standing on the Outside. If you've got an album that you like, drop me an email to crazykevin@gmail.com and we'll try and get your album onto the Crazy Kevin Show. Anyway, once again, here we go. This week's Golden Album, it's Cold Chisel, and this is Standing on the Outside. It's time for our second track on our Golden Album of the Week, and it's from Cold Chisel. And the next track I'm going to play for you is Flame Trees. According to the band's official website, Walker's inspiration for the lyrics was a combination of his memories of Grafton, where he'd lived as a youth, and of his romantic dreams. The music had already been written on a bass by Presswitch, and Walker liked the music so much that he requested to write some lyrics for the piece, to which Presswitch reluctantly agreed. Ian Moss said the next day after having like an hour's sleep, Don came in with this fantastic story. Don's one of these uni student dudes who's like, the project's got to be in, so I'll get it done by hook or by crook. Presswitch said, when I heard Don's lyrics, I told him, mate, I don't know if they're right for the music, but I've grown used to them now. So here we come, another track, which has been chosen by Nathan from Frontier Computing, and it's Flame Trees from Cold Chisel.
Thank you. crime. And I'm happy just to see at a table with old friends and see which one of us can tell the biggest lies. And there's a girl just fall in love near where the piano will stand with a young local factory out of work.
Thank you.
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and it's our musician speak. And this week we've got something totally different. First of all, I've got to introduce somebody. What's your name?
I'm Elaine Coates.
Well, recently we've had some traditional African performers over here. Tell us a little bit about them.
They're the graduates, I guess you'd call it, the grown-up kids from the African Children's Choir, and they call themselves Ubuntu. They're 18 to 20-year-olds. They've finished their primary and secondary education and are heading off to university now. So they're doing a tour at the moment all through Eastern Australia. They're going to be giving workshops and concerts in different places. We were their second last stop in this area. The whole idea is that they are trying to do a cultural exchange, giving people a fantastic idea of what African music is all about, what they're dancing, their traditional singing, drumming, all of those sorts of things. Also, it's a fundraiser for themselves because university, of course, is expensive no matter where you live. And for kids like these who have come from really, really poor backgrounds and have been supported for their primary and secondary education through the African Children's Choir, now that they're at the university, they pretty much have to kind of look after themselves. So this is a way of them giving back, I guess, showing what Africa's really like through their culture, but also helping them to get further so that they can become the professionals and the leaders of their countries.
Well, you've actually been to Uganda. Can you give us a bit of insight what it was like when you were there?
Yes, it was definitely an eye-opener. I went to Uganda last September with the Australian organisation that's actually supporting this tour called Choir Australia. There were 14 of us, and we went over. We worked in the slum schools in Kampala, and then we had some time also working with the children, the younger children of the African Children's Choir in their own primary school. Really, it's very hard for somebody with our privileged background to understand what it's like when you're living in quite severe poverty, and the fact that education is really the only way you're ever going to be able to get out of that poverty. Seeing how the children respond to anything that gives them a bit of a chance is, it's really quite amazing. In the slum school that we were at, which is apparently quite typical of the schools, lovely teachers doing their very best, but with such limited resources that it was unbelievable. That
like going back to the chalk and chalkboard.
Oh, they were lucky if they even had a chalk and chalkboard. Some of the, on the walls, of, and they're just wood plank walls and beaten earth floor, and the boards where they could put up things were made out of opened out cardboard cartons. Kids are great, they really love learning, the teachers do a really, really good job. If anything, it's probably closer to 100 years ago or more in Australia here with the bush schools, and that's kind of the comparison that you could make for that. Yeah, when they get a chance to go into the African Children's Choir school, because of the support and the fact that they kind of support themselves with tours when they first come into the choir as really young children, 5 to 9 years old, the money that they raise in their tours around the place helps them to provide a really good standard of education. The organisation as a whole, the African Children's Choir, has been going for over 30 years now. They've gone from just supporting children to go to local schools until they were able to build their first school, which they've outgrown, so they now have another bigger school at Entebbe, where the primary school children are educated. And the most exciting thing to come out of it was that next year they have their own high school, which is being put at accreditation stage for an international school, which is a first in Uganda. So that's really, really exciting. And while I was there, we got a chance to go out and see the school being built. Beautiful, beautiful area north of Kampala. And it's just, you know, you could just feel the excitement and the hope that building was engendering in the people.
Elaine, if anybody wants any more information on this amazing project, how can they get it?
If they go to the choir website, it's just kwaya.org, or if you just Google Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U, you'll probably get there anyway. And it's got a lot of information about the Australian side of the organisation, but also following through what they've been doing. Some wonderful profiles too on the kids that are actually travelling at the moment and their hopes and aspirations and where they came from. Very, very interesting to read.
Well, you've whetted our appetite now. So what are we going to get the kids to sing?
They're going to sing a slightly more contemporary song. They do both contemporary and very, very traditional songs. This one, I guess, combines the best of both worlds, and it's called Rising.
I'm through sorrow, been told to never give up. I've seen the silence surrounding me. But in my heart and in my soul, my faith is strong, my hope still grows. In my life and in my heart, I know the best is yet to come.
Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and we've got a brand new segment on the show. I've got to introduce a lovely lady. What's your name?
Kim Breeze.
And whereabouts are we today?
At Breeze Lawyers.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
I've been in the legal industry for coming up 29 years, have a passion for people and relationships, and I guess all things legal.
Well, we're going to have a weekly segment, and we're going to be talking about different things. What things are we going to be talking about over the next few weeks?
Oh, we can talk about all sorts of things, but for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about issues that affect our elderly, our seniors, and everybody, because we're going to be talking about death, which will at some stage impact all of us.
Well, that suddenly came out there. We're going to talk about death. It's weird. People do not want to talk about death, do they?
No, they don't, but I think it's an important conversation that we have because it is actually a part of life. It is reality, and at some stage it's going to be guaranteed.
And it will impact on different people, your family and friends and everything, if somebody dies and they've not got anything written down.
Absolutely. But we're not going to make it a morbid discussion about death. We're just going to empower people about the decisions that they can and should be making. We can talk about, you know, that part of your legacy that you leave behind is not just your physical belongings, but also your history. So one of the things that we might talk about in one of the segments is actually getting your story recorded for your family as well.
That sounds great. So always look on the bright side of life.
Absolutely.
Oh, Kim, well, we're going to be listening to you each and every week now. Kim from Breeze Lawyers. And how can people contact you if they wanted to have a bit more information?
They can visit our office at 303 Margaret Street. They can give us a call on 46384833. They can have a look at our website, which we're about to launch a new one, so stay tuned on that. And we also have a lot of information on our Facebook pages.
Well, looking forward to speaking to you every week with some great information for everybody out there. Thank you, Kim. See you next week.
See you, Kevin.
Okay, it's time for our third track from Cold Chisel today. Once again, thank you going out to Nathan from Frontier Computing for choosing it. Also, if you would like to join in, all you've got to do is drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get your favourite artist or band onto the show. K-San, an Australian song, was released in 1978, named after the district capital of a province in Vietnam. The song was written by pianist Don Walker, featuring the vocals of Jimmy Barnes, and is about an Australian Vietnam veteran dealing with his return to civilian life. K-San is also one of the most popular songs ever recorded by an Australian act, and one generally seen as a resonant symbol of the Australian culture. So here it is. This is K-San from Cold Chisel.
And it's only other vets could understand. that would not be their heroes in 1973. How we sailed in the Sydney Harbor, saw an old man brought her to the kisser. She was blind and I was home to the lovely land.
Kevin Show.
It's time for our fitness tips. Once again, we're at the World Gym and I've got Carly with me. How are you today, Carly?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Kevin.
What are we going to talk about today then?
Well, we thought we'd talk about people that have been coming to classes for a little while and they're looking for something maybe a little bit more of a challenge. So we'd suggest to them to come and try HIIT class.
HIIT class? What does that mean?
So a HIIT class is a high-intensity interval training class, and we only do it for 30 minutes, so it's short and sharp. If everyone's saying they don't have enough time in their day to work out, it is only half an hour, so we go really hard for half an hour, and then you can recover afterwards.
So what's it entail then? Only 30 minutes, and you get a good body workout?
So HIIT training is really all about trying to get the afterburn after the class. So we work for short periods of time, really, really hard, and we aim to work at 85% or more of our maximum heart rate. So we do work really, really hard for short periods of time, knowing that you've got to rest and recover, and then we do it again. And we do that quite a few times during the class. So you're creating this afterburn effect. So your body's worked into such a state that when you walk out of the class, it's going to take twice as long for it to recover and come back to that natural resting state. So you can actually be burning calories after your class for 24 to 48 hours. So you can go home, sit on the couch, and you're still continuing to burn calories.
That sounds so good. Another great fitness tip. Thank you so much, Carly.
Thanks, Kevin.
Change.
Okie dokie dokie, it's time to say goodbye. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's Crazy Kevin with you saying bye-bye. Don't forget, you can listen to me on Power FM every Wednesday and every Sunday between 10 and 12 p.m. And also, you can have a look at our website, which is www.powerfmradio.com.au. Click on there and you can see some of the podcasts or some of the previous shows that I've done. Anyway, till the next time, see ya. Crazy Kevin saying over and out. Bye, bye, bye.